Okay, today's daf is Baba Basra, daf Ayin Ches, and we will start with the last line of Ayin Zayin and Abayis. Again, scheduling note, as Yantav comes, Baruch Hashem, I hope to give the daf to not tomorrow, Baruch Hashem, the following day, daf Pei, and then the rest of the week will be put up from the last cycle. I'll be away for Yantav, and Baruch Hashem, will pick up with a regular schedule after Yantav, Be'ezus Hashem. Okay, so we are on the bottom line, though, of Ayin Zayin and Abayis, and we are discussing more of issues of umdana, what is sold in the parak started off on mochar as a svina. Then we got into the last couple of prakim, last couple of mishayas, what is sold with various animals, and is the wagon sold with it? And today we're going to get into other types of animals. The first was spoken about the prados and the bakar. That was the Mishnah, and by the way, we're going to get into the next Mishnah, the chamor and his kalim. So we had a machlokas in the Mishnah on Ayin Zayin Amabez, when somebody sells a tzemed, a whole yoke that oxen go on, did he sell the bakar also with it? So the Tanakhama said no. Bakar is a tzemed, he didn't sell the bakar. Bakar is a bakar, lo makar es hatzemed. And Rabbi Huda says, hadavim modiyim. Rabbi Huda says, no, the amount that you paid will reflect how much was paid for? Kate said, and he explained. He said, if he asked for the tzemed for 200 zuz, everybody knows that a tzemed is not worth 200 zuz, and that's an exorbitant amount of money for that, and therefore he must have included the bakar also. So that's the Rabbi Yehuda Shita, hadamim modiyin. And the Chachamim argue, and they say, no, ain hadamim raya. The damim are not a raya, just because he paid a lot. Rashbam, ain hadamim raya. Second to last medium line. Ella bimatana biki shlitin lo hamosar. Number one, he was either given as a gift. He wanted to give him extra. You can't say that just because he paid more means that he wanted to really have that amount include more. So he just wanted to give him a matana. Inami levi mekatos. Or maybe he just didn't realize how much he was giving and the whole thing should be null and void. But either way, we don't assume that just because he offered more means that he wanted to include more in the sale. That was a machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. And the Gemara went into what exactly is the case that we're talking about here. We ended up saying it's a place that they call, most people call it Tzemed at Tzemed, Bakar and Bakar, but some people call the Tzemed to be inclusive of both. So either way, that was the Machlokas. Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, we are on the last line. Just one halachic question that the Chashuki Chemed brings up. Often we end off with the Chashuki Chemed. Today we will start with one. Following case, Maisa Shahaya Bebeis HaKnesses, there was a story in a shul, it was Parshas B'Shalach. Reuven bought Chamishi, because he wanted the Parsha of the Mon. It's a skula, to say it during the week, to get that aliyah, so he bought Chamishi for a lot of money. Matarasa Ha'isal Shep Skula B'Parnasa, because that's the Mon, and the Gabbai called him up for Chamishi, and all of a sudden, after reading three psukim, he made a hosafa. He told the Balkari to stop. You know, there's a simcha in shul. We need another aliyah. And all of a sudden, the Balkari stops, and Reuven must have gone, it must have made some sounds or whatever. And there was nothing to talk about. The Gabbai told the Balkari what to do. So he stops, and Reuven's like, I bought Chamishi because I wanted the mon. And the Gabbai decided to make an extra aliyah. So Gabbai's like, what could I do? I needed this aliyah. So he's like, okay, but I'm not paying for what I said. I'm not paying all that money now. I bought Chamishi for the parsha of the mon. The Gabbai says, you bought Chamishi. That's what we sold. We didn't sell the man. We bought Chamishi. This was Chamishi. Okay, you didn't say anything. Right? Dvarim shebalev einam dvarim. And therefore, tough luck on you. I'm sorry. So, hinei, do you say, hadamim modiyin? Do you say that people don't normally spend so much money on a regular aliyah, not on a special Shabbos, just a Chamishi? And therefore, do you say that that changes what we said, even though we don't pass like Rabbi Yehuda here. Right? Rabbi Yehuda says Adam Modim here, we don't pass him. We say Ein Adam and Raya. But do we say Ein Adam and Raya across the board? Do we say there's any difference in this case? Tshuva. Hine lechara hayamakom lechalek, bein beis haknesses sheregilim lehosef bo'aliyos, lebeis haknesses shelorgilim lehosef bo'aliyos. Well, first of all, does this shul usually make hosafos? Are there usually extra aliyos? If there are usually not extra aliyos, then you could assume that he bought the parsha of the mon. But if you say that there's always hosafos in this shul, so then maybe he should have explicated. V'hine, and then he says, Hayimakom lo marsha hadamim modim. The haino, shem nikar me'aschum sheshileim, shebarur sherot l'shalayim schum zeh rak aliyazu. Right, if you say, if it's clear that nobody would spend so much money on a stam and aliyah, and he spent a lot of money, so it must be that the oleh is correct. Achitachain, shem omar svarazu, but it's possible not. Because, as we had, we've had Adam Modim earlier a couple of times already. We had, he quotes the Tosas back on Daf Samach Aleph Amen Beis in the beginning of the fourth parak, where Tosas says that you don't say Adam Modim by Karka. Similar to bad Eino Nola Karkos by Karka. Because maybe somebody just wanted to spend a lot of money to get this piece of land. It's real estate and you know, he wanted to spend more. So maybe we can say the same thing about an Aliyah. Who knows why this person wanted to get such this Aliyah? Sometimes people have different reasons why they have a yard site and they have this and they wanted to buy it for someone else. They have different reasons for the amount of money they spend on an aliyah. So maybe yitachay shehuah din baliyos depamim adam mishalim harbe kasef al aliyah l'shem shamayim omikalsi bacheres v'kashi lahavi mizeraya. So he said that he goes into what is it looked at when somebody commits to pay for an aliyah? Is it a neder? Is it mekach umemkar? Either way, this is a fascinating question about hadamim modiyim for the aliyah. Okay, so now let's start with the last line on Ayin Zayin Amid Beis. Says the Gemara, V'i'ein hadamim raya. So if the damim is not a raya, as we said, according to the Rabbanan, you don't say the spending more money includes the tzemed and the bakar, so levi bitul mekach. So why don't you say then, as the Rashbam we just saw on the Mishnah said, so why don't you just say that the whole deal, you know, falls away. It should be null and void. Why? Because he spent so much money, and now you're telling me, oh, that doesn't include anything more, so there should be ona'a. There should be a problem of the isser of ona'a. Right, as the Rashbam says at the bottom, kedil kolono yosef bishtus. We're assuming it was more than a sixth. So why don't you say that the there's a bitol mekach, and even though it's not in Adam and Raya, so the Gemara says, v'chitema, and if you want to say bitol mekach l'rabbanan leslehu, and if you want to say, well, maybe the Rabbanan argue on bitol mekach. What does that mean? They argue. It's a pasuk in Chumash, the Isra of Onah. Rashbam on top, Klomar, de Onah vada Islu. Obviously, they hold of the Isra of Onah, de min hatorahi dechsiv lo sonu. There's an Isra of Onah, avo bitul mekach leslu. By what does that mean? El esfir lehu yoser mishtus kishtus hatzmadami. Vekano machzer Onah. Maybe they don't hold of a detail within Onah. So we generally know that the three levels of Onah, of less than a shtus, exactly shtus, and more than a shtus. So maybe they don't hold of a third category. More than a shtus is just like a shtus, meaning you're, the deal stands and you just give back the extra. You maxu the Onah. So maybe that's the shita of the Rabbanan. They don't hold of that detail of Onah, and that's why there's no bitul mekach here. So if you want to say that, that's not true. Velo v'hatra, we learned back in the Mishnah, in Bamatzia, in the sugyas of Ona'a, or at the end of the fourth parak, v'hatanan, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, ha-mocher sefer Torah, behema u'margalis. Rabbi Yehuda says that if you sell very special, unique items, a sefer Torah, an animal, or a pearl, ein lahem Ona'a. Rabbi Yehuda added those in and said there's no Ona'a by those three, because people would pay a lot of money for them. There's no Ona'a by them. And Amru Lo, and the Rabbanan said back to Rabbi Yehuda there, and we assume it's the same Rabbanan that argued on Rabbi Yehuda there is the Shita, the Rabbanan that argued on Rabbi Yehuda here. Amru Lo, Lo Amru Ella Eselu. They said, no, only these, meaning the other items listed in the Mishnah. So you see, they hold of all the rules and regulations of Ona'a that were said in the Mishnah. So back to the Kasha. Why do the Rabbanan here say, they argue on Rabbi Yehuda, they say, Ein Handam and Modim? Okay, they should say this Bitul Mekach. You shouldn't say that it only includes one item. So the Gemara answers, you're right. At least one answer. My Ein Handam Imraya Nami Diktani Tahavi Bitul Mekach. Shot number one is that you're right. That's how you understand the Mishnah. When they say Ein Adam Amraya, it means there's an Isser of Ona'a, and then the whole thing falls away. That's number one, Bitul Mekach. V'iba Yisema, or second answer, Ki Amar Rabbanan Ona'o Bitul Mekach, B'chdei Shahada'as Toeh. When did the Rabbanan say that there's a Bitul Mekach? When, B'chdei Shahada'as Toeh, where it's possible that the person involved didn't realize that he was overpaying. And therefore, we could say, oh, the guy ripped him off, and it's choserbo, bichdei shadas note. Aval bichdei shadas note, if it's so much more or so much less, depending on which side you're talking about. Sheinadas noted, nobody would make a mistake like this. The guy obviously knows that he is overpaying, and he still did it. So lo, then you wouldn't say, oh, na'ah, why? Because Amar matana yahev lay. Then you have to assume that maybe he gave it as a matana, and he knew about it, that he did it anyway, and therefore we would say that the deal stands. So those are the two possibilities that we saw in the Rashbam. He was already alluding to the Havamina and the Maskana of the Gemara. When he said, why don't you say either Betel Mekach or Matana, that was Havamina or Maskana. At least not say that neither of those, and just the deal stands and includes even the Bakar. Right? That's what the Pshat originally was. But that is the Maskana, that even the Rabbanan who say Ein Adam Emraya, that's either Bitul Mekach or Matana. Those are the two possibilities. Tosfos says right here on top, Omer Rivam, on the second Tosfos, this sugya does not have to be directly related to the sugya elsewhere that we have in Kiddushin and elsewhere. Remember the sugya machloket in Rav and Shmuel, where a man goes over to his sister and says Hariya Mekudeshesli and gives her some money. So that's a machloket between Rav and Shmuel, whether we say there Maos Matana or Maos Pikadon. Whether everybody knows that a person cannot be married to their sister, so why'd he give her money? Either he gave it as a gift, or he gave it as a pikadon to watch. So here we say matana. Is this a kasha on the mandamar that says pikadon? Whether he must have given it to you. He felt bad asking his sister to watch something for her, so he gave it to her in the form of marriage, but really he means pikadon. So is this gemara a kasha on that? So Tosfos says, no, it can't be. In this context, nobody would say that if you give a lot of money, half is going to be for buying something and half is going to be for pikadon. Right? That's not going to work. Over there, there's a machlokas by the sister here, Makadish Bachoso, because it's all pikadon or it's all matana. That could work. But to apply that machlokas in our case, nobody's going to say pikadon in our case. To say that, oh, he's buying the baka, the tzemed, and he wants to give the rest of the money as a pikadon. That doesn't fit. So it's a different sugya, says Tosfos, so don't compare. To Hassan, says Tosfos in the middle, Ein ha-maisa kayem kalikur. The whole thing's going to fall away. Try to marry your sister, nothing happened. Right? It's not going to be effective at all. Aval hacha le'inyin tzemed ha-mekachayim. Ve'ein svara she-mo'us ha-tzemed lo yachsir va-mo'us ha-yachsir. No svara to be mechalik in that way, and therefore don't compare the cases. It's not a kasha on the shita that says pikada. Remember, let's remember just one or two of the yesodos that we mentioned once Ona'ah comes up here. Ona'ah, remember, the second half of the fourth parak of Baba Tzia is the major discussions of Ona'ah and Shas, which we did a few months ago. And one of the big questions in Ona'ah is which category of halacha should Ona'ah fall in? Is it more of a Dini Mamanis issue or is it more of a Yaradeya issue? And that would obviously influence Psak. If there's a machlokas, and there's different rules. For example, we just was talking about Rav and Shmuel. If there's a machlokas within Rav and Shmuel by Onah, to be passing like Rav, halacha karav b'isure, halacha karav kishmuel b'dine, with the indini mamanis. So how do you categorize Onah? So you might have said the simple pshat is that Onah is dini mamanis. It's like Gezel, right? It's like Gezel and Geneva and, the other dini mamanis elements. That's a simple interpretation, but maybe not. Right, you might have said business is business. So I made a little profit here. Okay, that's his fault. He should have done more research. He should have been more careful. So maybe on a purely Dina Mamanis standpoint, this I wouldn't be doing anything wrong. But you know, that's the Torah has a higher standard. It's more of Yaradeya than it is Dina Mamanis. Remember, we had similar questions by Ribbis. You can ask the same thing by Ribbis. You can ask the same question by Oshek Schar Sachir, not paying a worker on time. Right, we have that question at the end about Metziah. So all of these, it's obviously about money, but it could be that on a purely monetary viewpoint, if you ask some businessman on the street, they might say, what do you do wrong here? This is how money makes money, by ribbis, charging interest. That's a Dini Mamanis problem? That's not a Dini Mamanis problem. That's business. Oh, Yaradeya. Isser Veheter. The Torah has a higher standard. So there, maybe it could be an issue. So that question is asked by Ribbis, is asked by Oshek Schar Sachir, Halana Schar Sachir, delaying the one's worker, paying workers on time. And also it's asked by Ona'ah as well. And there are many different afkaminas that one could discuss. What about Karka? What about, interesting, there is no source in the Torah, Beferish, for the Chi of Hashava by Ona'ah. Let's say it's exactly a sixth and I have to return the extra. So how do I know I have to return it? We know the three different levels. Where's the makor for the, it doesn't say v'heshev es hona asher nis'aneh. anywhere. So what's the source for returning? So that is a discussion. Right, the Pnei Yeshua writes in Mamatziya, it's based on Veheshev Esakzeel Asher Gazal. Wow. Right, that's giving away what he thinks. If it's Gzela and others, or Rav Chaim, the Kuntrasashiurim, Rav Gusman, and Bamatsiya said, no, it's Gzera Sakasav Al Tonu. If it says don't do it, it means if you do it, you have to give it back. So is Ona something unique in the world of Kasef of money, or is it playing into the world of Dini Mamanis? Right, I just saw last night, this interesting Nafgamina, Rav Gusman suggests in his big piece on Ona, as he always, Rav Gusman, remember, he was the youngest Dayan in Vilna. Before the war. He was made it out, Baruch Hashem. Many stories about him. He ended up in New York, in Yerushalayim. But the youngest dying in Vilna, Reb Chaim's Bezdin in Vilna. So Rav Gusman writes in Bamitzia, he says, if somebody does Ona'a Bishogeg, usually we know Isuri Daraisa Bishogeg, you still chayv Kapara, you still chayv a Karban in certain cases, he assumes Ona'a Bishogeg is not Usur. He didn't do anything wrong. You're right, you have to return it because it's not yours. The Torah says, Mikol makom le'inyan iser lo mikri aveira b'shogeg. Ve'ein baze aveira klal. Kivan de'ein kavanasa lahonos lo mikri ma'ane. Wow, so that, again, takes, if I steal by accident, doesn't mean I didn't do something wrong. I violated a lo sigzal by accident. Oh no, he says it's different. Again, number and afkaminas that we might say in terms of Ona. But again, that's at root. The issue is it mamanis? Is it iser? Right. So that has to do with again with if there's an iser by karka. Number one, is there a what's the source of the chiyuv hashava? What about a case of shoking? Okay. So now let's get back into the next mishnah. Says the Mishnah now on Daf Ayin Ches. Hamocher es achamor lo machar kalev. If somebody sells the donkey, he did not sell the kalim on the donkey. What are the kalim on the donkey? We'll have to see. There are different categories of kalim on the donkey. Nachim Hamadai Omer, quoted a few times in Shas. Nachim Hamadai says, Machar kalev. No, if you sell the donkey, the kalim, the items on the donkey with the donkey are included. Machlokes tanoim. Rabbi Yehuda has a distinction, has a chilek. Pamim mechurim, pamim she'en mechurim. Sometimes they are sold, sometimes they are not sold. Ketzan. Haya chamar lefanav, v'kalev alav. If the donkey is sitting right here, and the kalev are on the donkey. V'yomar lo mechar li chamar chazeh. Sell me this donkey. This donkey in front of us has the kalim on it. So the Gemara is going to explain what do you have to say this donkey for? You're emphasizing this donkey as is. And therefore, hare kalim achurin. The kalim are machur and nimkar with the donkey. But chamarcha hu, if somebody says, not this donkey, but a donkey that you have, something more general, ein kalim achurin, so then the kalim are not machur with the donkey, they are excluded unless one specifies. So, seems to be 3 days in the Mishnah. The Rabbi Yonas discusses another Rishonim. Maybe Rabbi Huda is just adding on to the Rabbanan, not arguing with the Rabbanan. Even the Rabbanan would agree to this distinction. That's a discussion in Psak in the Rishonim. Omar Ula says Ula. Maybe it depends on the types of kalim that we are talking about. Omar Ula machlokes b'sak v'diskia v'kumni. The machlokes between the Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda and Nachman Madi, whether the kalim are sold, have to do with bags that carry stuff. Carry the merchandise, carry the cargo. That's what the machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and the Nachman Madi and the Tanakam is. Right? Bags that things sit in. Kumni, we'll see, is the side saddle. As we'll see, the Gemara is going to explain the saddle that when women sit on a donkey, so they'll sit with both legs on the same side. So that kind of like, of course, they're not sitting regularly like a man would sit with one leg on either side of the donkey. That's considered a bag of a holding something on the donkey, not for the protection of the donkey. That's what the Rashbam explains in the second line of the Gemara, v'gam humi min masui, sheha isha yosheves kemasui. The stam chamar l'rechivas anashim koi. We'll get back to that. But either way, all of these types of kalim are considered kalim that hold things. So that's where the machlokas is, whether that's included or not. The Tanakama savar stam chamar l'rechiv koi, because the Tanakama says, you buy a donkey, you buy it to ride on. And if you buy it to ride on, the bags that are there to schlep things in are not included automatically in the donkey. Because that's not the most obvious usage of the donkey. V'nachem Amadi savar, no, stam chamor l'masui koi. Nachem Amadi says, no, stam chamor is also for schlepping, and therefore it is included, these bags that are meant to schlep. Aval ukif umar das kilkali v'chavak, but these types of kalim, which kind of go with the donkey, even for riding on, a ukaf, a saddle, a blanket, a kilkali, the belt, the chevek, also another type of belt, divri akol mechurin. And then Ula says, everybody agrees those are sold. Everybody agrees that the riding is for sure a basic usage of a donkey. The question is masa also included? So that is the machlokas. Says the Gemara Meisvei, is that really true? We'll get back to that, but ask the Gemara on Ula, is that really true? I'll ask you from a brisa, chamor v'kelev ani mochelecha. If somebody says I'm selling the chamor and the kelim, harizeh machar, as ha'ukaf, as ha'mardaz, as ha'kilkali, as ha'chavak. If you said it explicitly, then these are included. These types of kalim that are on the donkey. Avalo machar sak v'desak yivachumni. But even if you say I'm selling the donkey with the kalim, these other types of kalim are not included. Ubizman sha'amar lo hi v'chol mashe'alecha. But if he says I'm selling the donkey and everything on it, harei kulan mechurin. So then they're all sold, if you say kol mashe'alecha. So we're medayik from the first part of the brisa. Taima da'amar lei, why are the basic kalim, the ones that go on the donkey, the ukaf, the merdas, the kilkali, why are those included? Because you said it. Taima da'amar lei chamar v'kalev, hu dekani ukaf amardas. That's why those are included. Halo amar lei ha'achilo. But if you didn't say those kalim, then they wouldn't be included. But one second, Ula says those are always included, automatically. There's no machlokas about those. I see from the brisa that you have to say it beferish to have it included. Answers the Gemara, no. Adds in the Bach, low. Hu adin, adds in the one extra low. Low. Hu adin, davagav de lo, amalei, chamer v'kelev, nam yukav amardas mechurin. Even if you didn't say it beferish, the basic kelim that go on the animal are sold. V'hakamash v'la, now what's the chiddush then of the brisa? If you're not supposed to take that line literally, diafagav the omer le chamar v'kelav, even if a person said chamar and the kelav, sak v'tisak v'kumni lo kani. The chiddush is the next line of the brisa. Not that you have to say it beferish to get those basic ones included, the ukaf and the mardas, but that even if you said kelim beferish, you don't include the merchandise kelim, unless you say, kol kelim, kol masha aleha, it wouldn't be included. Why not? So why would it, if I say, chamor v'kelav ani mocher lecha, so why wouldn't you include the merchandise kelim? I did say something, especially by the fact that we just interpreted it, if you wouldn't have said anything, the basic kelim would be included anyway. Right, the ukaf and the chamor and the merdas. And now, because you said this extra lashon, we still say nothing more is included. Haven't we said in the past that if you say an extra lashon, it always includes something more than what we've said? So Rabbi Yonah says, no, the derech of people is to be mefarit. V'yav avi sha'amar zeh davar yeser, derech hamocher lifrot hadvarim shu mocher. That's the derech. And even though we said earlier, because the Gemara we had on Daf Samach Dalid, Bizban Sharmala Chutz Me'el, remember the cases of Rabbi Akiva, right, a mocher by an yafe mocher, and if you say something, it means that you're including even more, like the derech to get there. He says, Dahasa mein derech hamocher l'shayer. V'hamocher zakuk l'shayer advarim she'inim b'chal mecher. Aval, if the derech is to be mefarit, so then you can't be b'dais here too. The derech is to be mefarit. Or the Ritva says that maybe the chiddush of saying that is if you didn't say that phrase, then let's say this donkey does not have a merdas and a nukaf. It doesn't have the basic things. It doesn't have it. So then if you wouldn't have said anything, okay, it's not included. It's included if it's there. But maybe by saying these, it means they have to be included. That if you don't, if it's not on the donkey, then you have to make sure that the seller gets those basic items to sell with the donkey. So those two different reasons in the Rishonim why, according to the Maskana here, it would not be included. even if you said the extra lashon, either because derech lefarit yoser, or it's to say that if these items, the basic items, aren't there, then you have to get some. If you look in Chumash, right, you might have said that. Right, what's the basic reason for a donkey? Right, Machlokas Tanami here, we're saying, is a donkey from Rechiva, or if it's also for Masa. Parshas Vayechi seems to give it away. The Gemara doesn't mention it. But Yisachar Chamar Garem, right, it's not like Rovis Ben Amish Batsayim, it's bent over, right, it sounds like it's schlepping. It sounds like the Midrashim, especially the Midrashim in Parshas Vayechi, talk about the bracha of Yisachar. Right, Vayar Menucha Kito, Vesarski Ne'ema, V'yeit Shechmo Lisbol, V'yehi Lamas Oved. Right, it seems like it's schlepping. There are so many Bali Musar that discuss Yisachar, because you know Yisachar is they symbolize the Talmidei Chachamim, and they schlep the all of Torah. Schlep the all of Torah that we know that's what the Medrash says in the end of Bereishis. Tavar Acher, Yisachar Chamar Gorim, Kishem Shach Chamar Toin as Hamasa, Kach Yisachar Toin as HaTorah. Vayar Menucha Kitov Zutorah. Tichziv Kilecha Toin as HaTilochem. That's the Midrashim and all the Bali Musar, Yisachar, right, it's an ol that they love to have, but it's an ol that, that one has to, be aware of, and we all have to try to be, like Yisachar, like the Midrashim that talk about the relationship between Yisachar and Zvulun as well. Just one more, the Zohar writes in Chelek Aleph, Reish Ben Beis, Yisachar Chamor, Garam, Roes Ben Mishpatayim, Amr Abelazar, V'chi Yisachar Chamor Ikri. Is that nice to call one of the Shvatim a donkey? Yisachar Chamor Ikri. I begin to ishtadel ba'oraisa, if it, because he works hard in Torah, nikri le sus o arye o namer, amai chamor. Right, call him a more glamorous animal. Call him a horse, or a lion, a namer. Ela amru, begin to chamor notil mitula, velo ba'it be'imre kishar be'ire. A donkey never complains. Whatever you put on it, donkey schleps it. Right, but not to matula v'lo boit beimre kishar beire, and it doesn't complain like other animals. V'lo is begasus haruach v'lo chayish lemishkav ba'atzar mesuskan. It's not haughty and it sleeps anywhere. Wherever you say it doesn't need a nice bed. Of hachi yisachar deishtadluse ba'oraisa not to matula da'oraisa v'lo boit be'bekutshabrichu v'lo is begasus haruach. Right, a donkey is not a bad animal. Right, to be compared to. Yisachar does the schlepping, naaseh v'nishma, doesn't complain, whatever you tell it to do, that's an Eved Hashem, right? We accept what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us, and we're not bo'et like a horse. Like a horse was, a couple of weeks ago I was somewhere, and I was just taking a walk with my wife, and we saw this guy is on the, trying to catch his horse. This horse is running away from this, the owner of the horse. It was running away, his mom and he's going into the street, and it's unbelievable. It's like, mom, just come on. A donkey wouldn't do that. Maybe a horse would jump away from his owner. But a donkey, I'm not bucky in donkeys, but that's what the Medrash says. Okay. So that is Chamor Garu. Good. Vaiter, one more line for this topic. My Kumni. What is Chumni? As we just said, that was the side saddle. Amar Papa Bar Shmuel, Merkavta Dinashi. That's the Merkava, the, what the, women sit on. Come up, Sachem. Please, what the women sit on. The, and as we know, the, we had this already back in Bamitzia. The last time we discussed this, Bamitzia Ayin Tes. Remember this, Braisa Tan Rabbanan. Hasocher es achamar lerkova laha ish, lo tirkova laha isha. If somebody rents an animal to allow a man to be on the animal, lo tirkova laha isha, isha shouldn't be on the animal. Isha rochev al ish, but the opposite is okay. Why? Why a woman seems to be more damaging or more difficult on the animal, and therefore only if you rented it for that reason. So remember the Ben Yehoyada says there, one of the reasons, he quotes a few, but one of them is because a woman in those days rode side saddle. And that's harder on the animal because you have all the weight on one side. If the weight is balanced, right, we had this a couple weeks ago also. If the weight is balanced, sometimes you have a bigger load on one side, you have add a couple of little extra loads to put on the on that side to balance. So because it's not balanced, that's why you can't be rochev ala isha. Hatam yadua, he says the einu nose atzmo yosem and isha veinu machmer ala behema. Why? Number one, as we just said, kala rochev the pisa graglayim lakan lakan ye kovet gufo kal al habehema yosem and arochev asher raglav shteim l'tzad echad kiminag yeropa kais shlo tirka veisha v'pisa graglayim v'cheinaya bezman kadmon. That's how women used to ride, not the pisuk raglayim, right? That also could, just biologically it was either more painful or more dangerous to have a woman riding that way. That she used to ride side saddle. Masha Enkein, when it comes to men, used to ride balanced. And there are others. He explained maybe men were more used to riding animals and women were not. They were scared. And when you're more scared, so you hold on to the animal tighter and it's heavier in that regard. Either way, that was the Ben Yoyada there in Bamitsia Ayin Test. This was also discussed in terms of Tznius. Remember at the beginning of Maseches Psachim, where the Gemara discussed La'olam Yidaber Asher Malashan, Kitsara, and a person should not talk about Lashon Meguna. The Gemara talks about, sometimes it says by Noach, Asher Einena Tahora, instead of Temeya. Still get the beginning of a Maseches Psachim. So the Gemara discusses there. What about it says that a woman wrote a Vatakam Rivka Venarosev Atzerkavna Ala Gemalim? Right, she wrote on the, I thought it's not so nice to think of a woman spreading her legs and on the animal. So the Gemara says there, me should be asusa digmalim. Camel is very high. To be side saddle on a camel, that's pretty scary. That's why they would ride across. Or a chehus, therefore it's the normal. It says, Yikach Moshe as Ishav Hezbanav Yarkivim ala chamor. On the chamor by Moshe Rabbeinu and Sipora. Hasa mishum banav or chehu. It was the boys. His sons, Shehem Zacharim, that's why he says a lashon of Rechiva. It says Virochevas Alachamor by Avigail. Hasa Mishim Biasusa de Lelia Orcha or Mishim Biasusa de David or Biasusa de Har, right? Whatever it is, if somebody is scared, right, so then there are reasons. But also there too, the Gemara assumes on Daf Gimel Psachim that the normal way to ride is sideways. And once we're talking about women riding, can't not mention the Rashi in Parshat Tetzaveh, where Rashi says on the Ephod, where Rashi goes through all the brises relating to what every beged looks like, and then when Rashi comes to the Ephod, he says, I really have no idea what the Ephod looked like in terms of textual precedent. I have no idea. Lo matzasi v'leidati, and then he says, v'libi omer li, my heart tells me, the 35-line Rashi, about what the Ephod and the Choshen and how it was positioned. And the story goes that Rashi once had seen a woman riding an animal with a special type of apron on, and Rashi assumed, and the Talmidim said, what are you staring at? They said afterwards, that's the Ephod. And he assumed that's what the Ephod looked like, that type of apron that the woman wore when she was riding. Okay, let's continue. That story could be used in many different ways. Rashi sees horses, and he sees Torah, and Rashi always looking, and halachic eyes. Iba Elohu, Vaiter, says the Gemara. Ba'odan ala machlokes. So Ula had one limit to the machlokes, so now we're going to have another question. Iboilu, ba'odan ala machlokes, aval b'she'enan alav modeluhu nachamadi. Is the machlokes only when the kalim are on the animal? But if they're not on the animal, then nachamadi would agree that they're not included? Odilma b'she'enan ala machlokes, or the machlokes is even when they're not, or only when they're not on the animal. Aval ba'odan ala modelei rabbanu l'nacham. Right, we assume the machlokes is only by one of the cases, and by the other case, everybody would be modeh. Machlokes, we've shown him about this suffix. The Rashbam and the Yad Ramah both assume the machlokes is on all the kalim discussed. All the kalim, even on the ukef and the mardas, the basic kalim, the saddle and the blanket and the rope. But the other Rishonim, Tosfos here, and Aval assumes beferish, no. The basic kalim, the ukef and the mardas, for sure are included even if they're not on the animal. The only machlokas here is about the other. Dafka besak v'diski of a kumni, of a b'ukav and radaz, avilu eno odan alav kane. The tachsise de chamor havi. Those go with a donkey. V'kani luhu kalecha de isnehu. That's for sure included, the basic saddle and blanket. The only question is the other ones. U'bakujas lo pirishkin, but he knows the Rashbam here did not assume that way. So, tashma, u'bizan sha'amalahu v'kol masha'alav hari kulun mechurin. Labraisa said, if he says beferish, it and everything on it is sold. So what does that mean? This is, the Bryce is talking about the case of machlokes. So if you say, so hamani rabbanan hi. So if you say, only if it's on it is a machlokes, so that's where, that would be the rabbanan shita. That's the Bryce that would be reflecting the rabbanan shita, that it would be machur if he says it. But if you say the machlokes is when it's not on it, but when it's on it, everybody agrees mechurin. So Hamani, who is the brisa reflecting that you have to say it, and if you don't say it, it's not included, even if it's on it. So la olam says the Gemara, b'she'ein odor la machlokes. Really, even if or only if it's not on it, machlokes. V'rabbanani, the ema, and reinterpret the brisa. not what's on it, but what's ra'ui to be on it, meaning even if it's not on it now. Fine, it's the Rabbanan Shita. So we try to bring a raya, no raya. Tashma, let's try again. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Pamim Mechurin, Pamim Sheinim Mechurin. Rabbi Yehuda Shita in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda was the third Shita. Sometimes it's sold, sometimes it's not sold. It depends. Right? It depends if it's, if he says Chamar Zeh or Chamar Hu. So my love, Amai Dekamar Tanakama Koi Rabbi Yehuda. Shouldn't we interpret that the Rabbi Yehuda is commenting on the same case that the Tanakama is talking about? And Rabbi Yehuda is obviously talking about Oden Alav. Right, and he's saying, it depends on the Lashon, Chamar Zeh or Chamar Hu. So if he's talking about a case of Odin Alav, shouldn't that be also what the case the Tanakam is talking about? So the Gemara says, no. Lo, Rabbi Yehuda, Milsa Achri Sikamar. Rabbi Yehuda is talking, not Dafka talking about on Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is not Dafka talking about the case of the Tanakama. The Tanakama and the Nachman Mazi can be talking about one case, while Rabbi Yehuda is talking about a different case. Amalei Ravina Laravashi Tashma. Okay, I'll try again from our Mishnah on Daf, the previous Mishnah on Daf Ayin Zayin, right by the Karon. Macharis a Karon, lo Macharis a Prados. If somebody sells the Karon, the Mishnah that we were on, the previous Mishnah, somebody sells the wagon, lo Macharis a Prados, the mules are not included. V'tani Rav Tachlifa Bar Marava Kamei Drebi Yavo. Macharis a Karon, Macharis a Prados. Right, he had a brice that says Machar. V'yamar Le Bonan, lo Macharis a Prados, but our Mishnah says it's not included. V'yamar Le Ismei, and the younger student says, so should I erase it? Ismei, v'amar le'lo, no. Tetargei masnisach, interpret the brisa be'adukimbo. The brisa that says it's nimkar with it, it's cause adukin, is connected with it. Michlal, de masnisach, b'shein adukimbo. Right, so it must be mashba, that Mishnah, on the Ayin Zayinim Abayz, is where it's not on it. Right, that's how they answer the steer between the Mishnah and the brisa. Umi deresha b'shein an odon alav, and if that Mishnah, on Daf Ayin Zayin Abayz is a case of Ein Odin Alav, Seifanami Bishin Odin Alav. So our Mishnah on Daf Ayin Chesom and Aleph should be Ein Odin Alav. Shouldn't we assume that? If the previous Mishnah is Ein Odin Alav, so our Mishnah should be also Ein Odin Alav. So the Gemara says, one second, Adarava. Ema Resha, what's that? You think it's so obvious? Why don't you go back a couple of Mishnahs? You're saying, oh, the previous Mishnah. What about two Mishnahs ago? Ema Reisha, go back to the Mishnah Daf Ayin Gimel, the beginning of the Perek. Ava lo machar, lo aso avadim, lo aso antichi. When you sell a boat, then you don't sell the avadim or the antichi, the sacks of the merchandise. V'yamrin in my antichi, emar papa iska de bagava, the merchandise in it. Umi de Reisha, ba'odon alav, seifanami, ba'odon alav. So once you're comparing it to the Mishnahis and the Perek, so why do you go back to Ayin Zayin and Mabez, go back to Ayin Gimel? So Gemara says, Ela Tana Mili Milik Tana. You can't bring a Raya. Some cases in this parak are about Odin Alav. Some cases are about Ein Odin Alav. Good. Simin Zagam Nasan. Amar Abaya. Says Abaya. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Nasan, Vesumchis, Venachma Madai, Kulu Svir Lahu. They all hold. Ki Mazvin Inish Midi, Iu V'chol Tashbishte Mazvin. Whenever you sell something, you sell with all the accessories, with all of the paraphernalia that goes along with it. Right? Whenever the Gemara uses the Lashon of Kulu Svir Lahu, it does not mean that they're all the same Shita. Rashi, Tosfos, Rashbam always point that out. Somebody in every Sugya points this out. Right? Here the Rashbam says it. Lav Mishum, fourth skinny line. Kulu Svir Lahu. Lav Mishum de Kulu Svir Lahu. Ki Hadadi. They don't have to hold of each other. Tahai Lesle Svara Dahai. Dilemar, right? So it doesn't mean that each one of them in the context of the other one agrees. It just means that they all hold of this general idea that when you sell an item, there's more that is included. So Rebbe Lazar, Jitznan. Rebbe Lazar, we had a couple of these already in this Pesachta. Rebbe Lazar said back on Daf Samach Zayin. Rebbe Lazar, Omer, HaMocher is Beis Habad, Mocher is HaKora. If you sell an olive press, that you sold a board on top that helps crush the olives. Rebbe Shimon Gamliel, Jitznan. Rebbe Shimon Gamliel, we also had. Earlier, Daf Samaches, or Shugam Liel Omer, Hamocher is Ha'ir, Mocher is Ha'santer. If you sell the city, you sell the Santer. What's the Santer? So we had two different Pshatim in the Gemara. Is it the Shomer? Is it the guard? Is it the clerk? Is it the extra Sados around? Either way, you include something. Rabbi Meir Detanya, Mocher, Rabbi Meir Omer, Mocher is Ha'kerim, Mocher Tashmishi Ha'kerim. The items that are used in the vineyard, the poles, right? That's also sold in the Kerim. Rabbi Nasan Visumchis, Beitzis Vidugis. That's the rowboats that were sold with the main boat. Nachamadi had Amran. Nachamadi is our Mishnah that you include the other items of the Chabar. Good. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Pama Mechurim V'chulu, Rabbi Yehuda came up with a chilek. If you say Chamar Zeh, or if you say Chamar Hu, ask the Gemara, what's the difference? Maishna Chamorcha Zu, U Maishna Chamorcha Hu. What's the difference between Zu and Hu? Amar Rava. The donkey's standing in front of them. So what does he say? Chamar Chazu, if he says this donkey, Yoda the Chamar Didehu. The guy knows that this is his donkey. The buyer knows that this donkey belongs to the seller. The Haida Ha'amar Lezu. So why does he say this one? He knows this is the one that they're talking about. Mishum Kalev Ka'amar Le. It must be he's saying it to include the donkey as is, even with all the Kalem on it. Chamar Chahu, Delo Yada Dechamra Didehu. If he says Chamar Chahu, a donkey. Okay, he doesn't realize that this donkey in front of them is his the seller's. Vachi Ka'amar Le. Chamar Chahu, Tishidiv Karenali. So sell me a donkey. Is not specifying this one, doesn't know this one belongs to the seller, and therefore, you cannot say it's including anything extra. It's just including a donkey, but not this donkey, along with everything on it. Good, beginning of next discussion, which B'ez Hashem will continue on tomorrow's daf, important discussions of Hektish, but we're focused on today. If somebody sells a donkey, a chamar, then also the little donkey, the siach, the foal in official English language, right? That would also be included, right? If you sell a donkey, the little offspring with the donkey goes with it. Machar es apara, lo machar es bina. But if you sell a para, a cow, so the bina does not go, the offspring does not go with the para. Obvious question, why did the Gemara switch lashon? Right? Why did the first case, the chamar just says what the animal is actually called, the siach. The second case, it just says bina. Doesn't say the egel, doesn't say the special lashon for a baby. So the Tosfos Yadav says, because the Gemara is going to talk about the uniqueness of the word siach, to teach us something. That's why the Mishnah says dafka siach, number one. Number two, also, you see from from this discussion, para is obviously nekeva, it's not a shore. Chamor, why do you use the lashon chamor? Wouldn't there be a better feminine nekeva word? The Tosfos Yontif says you find in a number of places in Shas that the word chamor is used both for nekeva or zachar. If you look back, you see he references Baba Metzia. In Baba Metzia, it talks about in Perek Hay Halacha Dalet in the sugyas of a ribis. Therefore, it also uses the chamor atche tehe toenes. So chamor says the Tosfos Yontif v'chein matzina b'kama b'komo sheshona chamor v'akavanal nekeva v'gam b'katuv. Peter Chamor, Tif Devise. Right, Peter Chamor. That's talking about obviously the firstborn of a Chamor. It's talking about a female. Right, that's the, right, Ramon Peter Chamor Tif Devise. Right, Makas Bechoros, related. Ubisov Shmuel Beis, Yutes, Echma Shaliach Chamor, Verkov Alel. Pierce Radak, Aton Haisa. The Chamor Kolel, Zachar, Vinakeva. Says the Tosfos Yontif, it could include both Zachar and Nekeva. Okay, that is the first line. That's chamor and para. Next, in the Mishnah. Machar ashpa, machar zivla. If somebody sells a garbage heap, then everything included in that, all the fertilizer that is in the ashpa, is also included. Machar bor, machar memeha. Sell a bor, then the water in the bor is included. Machar kaveres, machar dvorim. I'm not just buying a beehive, I want the bees inside. Machar shovach, machar yonim. I'm not buying it empty, if they're, assuming there are yonim in there. The Mishnah does not have, the Tosefta has one extra line, which is a huge discussion in the Rishonim here. And that is, machar shifcha. Machar shifcha. The Tosefta says here in Dalid Gimel, hamocher shifcha lechaveiro. Machar kelim sha'aleha. Afilu hein meya. Avalo machar, lo asa shirayim, lo asa zamim, the jewelry that's with her. But only basically her clothing goes with her. But not the extra jewelry. You know what? Let's wait in the Gemara because there's going to be a parallel to, the next line of the Toseftas. Let's continue first. Seichi dami, what exactly is the case of the animals? Why is there a difference between a donkey and a cow? E da amar lehi ubana, if you said it and its offspring, afilu paro ubana nami, then even the para's offspring should be included. Vida lo amar lehi. And if you didn't, afilu chamar na'amilo. Why is there a difference between the animals? Amar of papa, de amar le, chamar menika, upara menika ani mocher lecha. No, he said, this nursing donkey, or cow. So what's included? So Bishlama Para Ikala Memer Lachelva Boila. Why did he say nursing cow? So you could say by a cow, he said that to show that he wants the milk, not to include anything more than that. That's why the offspring is not included. Ela chamar, my kamarlei. Why did he say that by chamar? Who cares that she's nursing? Shma mina hiu bina kamarlei. It must be to include the extra lashon. Fine. So with that background, so now back to the Tosefta. The Tosefta's lashon is, what if you say a nursing shifcha? Does her baby, is her baby included? Shifcha muberes ani mocher lecha. Para muberes ani mocher lecha. Macher es avlad. That's pregnant. Shifcha menika ani mocher lecha. Par menika ani mocher lecha. Lo macher es avlad. Shifcha para, no. So why para? The Mishnah says, oh, because you want the milk. What, by the woman? Why buy the woman? You might say, oh, maybe this one, you can use this woman for a nurse, for a wet nurse. You have other children. So lo macher. What if you just said shifcha and she is nursing? But he didn't say shifcha menika. Does that make a difference? That is a huge discussion in the Rishonim here. Right? And what the nafkaminas. The Rush says, I'm not sure. The Rush says, Tamioli, Hadikani Shifcha Muberes, Shifcha Minekas, Mashma, Holo Amar Shifcha Muberes, El Shifcha Stam, Lomacharas Avlad, Velo Mistavar Klal. What if you didn't say pregnant or didn't go? So that's a discussion in the Rush and the other Rishonim. Okay, but not for now. The Yamai Kari Le Siach, so why do we call the baby donkey a siach, shemalech achar sichana? Because if you ever want to get a little donkey move, just talk softly. Don't scream at it. It's going to be scared. Talk softly. Amar Shabban Achman, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, says, Amar Shabban Achman, Rabbi Yochanan, my dechsiv, this whole drasha has sicha noa in it, and that's why it's brought here. My dechsiv, what does it mean, the end of Parshas Balak? Alkein Yomer, Amoshlim, the Moshlim, should the ones who give Mishalim say v'chulu bo cheshbo, so we darshan every phrase. Hamoshlim elu hamoshlim beyitzram. These are those who are moshel in their yitzer. The Balaturim says the gematria of these phrases are equal. The Balaturim in Parshas Balak. Moshlim beyitzram equals pasuk. Bo v'cheshbon. What does that mean? Bo nechashiv cheshbono shel olam. Let's figure out the cheshbon of the world. Hefsin mitzvah keneged schar v'schar aveira keneged hefseida. Right, mitzvahs and averos. We have to figure it out. The Mesulas Yesharim in Perek Gimel quotes this Gemara and says, this is what life's about. Life's about making sure we're on the right path, doing cheshbon hanefesh in our mitzvos, in our averos. That's where he gives his famous, one of the most famous quote parts of the Mesulas Yesharim, the maze. We're in the maze that we have no idea where to go, and often there are two types of mistakes that you get when it's dark. Either you can't see A, or even if you could see, A looks like B and B looks like A. Both of those types of mistakes. Now you have to ask somebody who's already been through the maze to help, who's standing on top to help you get through the maze. He says, the people who are already Moshel B'Yitzram, already quotes this Gemara. You have to ask them, and we're not going to know otherwise. That's this Gemara. Tibane v'sikonein imata osekein. If you do this, if we're Moshel B'Yitzram, and according to the Ramchal, you ask others, tibane b'olam hazeh v'tikonein l'olam haba. Right? We'll be ready for olam hazeh and olam haba. What does it mean, hefse mitzvah k'neged schara? Schar aver k'neged hefseida, machlokas Rashbam and the Rambam. The Rashbam here says, schar mitzvah, what does it mean, hefsid mitzvah k'neged schara? How much you're getting for the mitzvah that you're doing in Olam Haba versus, let's say, the money that you're losing because you're not able to work and you're doing the mitzvah. Within a mitzvah, how much schar are you going to get and the loss that you get from the mitzvah by not doing something else at the time of the mitzvah. The Rambam in the Pirush Mishnayos, the beginning of the second parak of Avos, different pshat, he says, figure out which are the more important mitzvahs to do and the less, not important, but he says, for example, the Rambam gives the example, when you have Shabbos, which is an isra, not only a mitzvah saseh, but it's a skila, and you have another one, which might at most, he quotes Karban Pesach, which is only kares, and you have another mitzvah saseh, which has no punishment, so even though generally mitzvah saseh, we don't know the hierarchy, but there are a few that have low saseh associated with them. So that's machashev mitzvah and schar and hefsid. So the Rashbam here and the Rambam in Perek Beis, Mishnah Aleph of Pirkei Avos. Two different pshatim of what this means. Ir sichon, this is related to us now, im mesim adam atzmo ki ir zeh. If a person puts themselves like a young donkey, shemahalech achar sichanoa, that we follow soft speech, maksiv acharav, if, what does that mean, soft speech? This is a negative. Right, the Rashbam explains, we follow our Yetzirah that tries to talk us into doing the wrong thing. Those who have thought about mitzvahs and averos, those who are on top of the world, there's a fire that's going to go out from them and eat the ones that don't. Right, they're going to get consumed. V'lohava mikiryat sichon, mikiryat tzadikim shenikru sichin, from the city of tzadikim that are called sichin trees, achla armoav, zemahalech achar yitzro, though this is reference to someone who follows his yitzro, kiir zesh amalech achar sichanah, that goes after the sweet talk. Ba'alei bamos are known, elu gasi haruach, referring to those who are haughty, to Amarmar. Kol adam sheish bo gasas haruach, nofel begehenim. Right, if somebody raises themselves up, they're going to end up going down. Vaniram, Amar Rasha, ein ram. Continuing, the Rasha says there's no Hashem, ein ram, there's no one up on high. Avad cheshbon, avad cheshbono shalolam, there's no schar va'onesh. The best way to convince myself that what I'm doing is okay is to assume that there's not going to be any din v'cheshbon. Ad divon, amar kodesh baruch hu hamtein, ad sheyavo din. Wait until the din happens. Vanashim ad nofach, ad shetavo eish she'en etzricha nifuach, until fire comes that doesn't need to be blown. Ad meidva, ad shetadiv nishmasan, until the soul is very sad. V'yamri lo ad da'ovid my deboy. Or, it means, until Hashem does what he needs to do. The Marsha here says, based on the Gemara Sanhedrin Sadi Aleph, that there's going to be three dinim in the future. The first one has to do with the guf, second with the neshama, and then the guf and the neshama. Remember that we'll end with this, the fascinating Gemara in Sanhedrin, Sadi Aleph, where the Gemara says, Omar Antoninus Larevi, guf v'neshama yicholni pater asmam and adin. A guf and a neshama could pater themselves from din in the future. Ketzad, the guf will say, right, look, it was the neshama's fault. I haven't moved since I died, says the guf. So it can't be me. And the neshama is going to say, I haven't done anything wrong since I was in the guf. Right? I'm just flying around like a malach. So they each have a hatstaka, each have a defense. So what is the Rebbe answer? He says, I'll give you a mashal. He says there was a farmer who had an orchard, and he put two guards for the orchard. One was in a wheelchair and one was blind. And he said, watch the field. These two people. So what happened? So the blind man put the chiger on his shoulders, and then they went and they stole all of the orchards. And then the guy comes back and says, what do you mean? We didn't do anything. The chiger says, I can't move. And the blind man says, I can't see. There's no way that we could have stolen from the orchard. So he says, don't worry about it. You're right. He takes the guy in the wheelchair, puts him on the shoulders, says, okay, now I'm going to judge you. I'm going to judge you all together. That's what Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to do. The goof is going to say, I didn't do it. The neshama is going to say, I didn't do it. Put you all together, and that way I'll do it. So the Marsha goes through each of these last three phrases and says, it all has to do with the three judgments that are going to occur in the future. We should all be zochet to fulfill our decheshbon and have a lot to say that we have fulfilled. Okay, so we'll stop here. Hashem, tomorrow's daf will be put up. I hope, Beth Hashem, to give daf pay. I'm really gonna try on the first day of Chol HaMoed, and then Beth Hashem, the rest of the week will be put up from the last cycle. Until the following Monday, we'll pick up after Yom Tov. Okay, we'll stop here.